Australia has once again narrowly avoided the Great Barrier Reef being listed as in danger by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation, or UNESCO, despite its deep concern about the effects of climate change and sediment from land clearing. It's a decision welcomed by the federal and Queensland governments. Andrew Powell is the State Environment Minister.
It acknowledges all of the hard work being done, as I said, by farmers, local governments and all the people on the ground, our scientists, in conjunction with the federal government. It does ask us to come back with reports, but that's all part of being a World Heritage listed site.
One of those reports isn't so standard. It comes with a strict 18-month timeline to demonstrate significant water quality improvements. Lyndon Schneiders heads the Australian Climate and Biodiversity Foundation, which recently published a report finding that the reef is being buried by mud. And joins me now. Lyndon, welcome to Breakfast this morning.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me on.
What do you make of this decision by the World Heritage Committee? Was it a close call here, do you think?
Oh, who knows? I think these processes are really quite, complicated. But I think the important thing here is that there's a few things. Firstly, I think nobody wanted to see the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Site on the in danger list. Like, that would be a disaster. It'd be a disaster for a number of reasons, some of which the politicians always talk about, the jobs and the economic opportunities that come from the reef, but also in danger would represent that we're not making any real difference to the health of the reef. And I think change is coming a bit slowly. The important element of this, but which, as you said, is putting the two governments, Queensland and the Australian government, on notice, is the requirement to do something, despite years and years of promises, about the sheer amount of topsoil and sediment that's coming and dumping itself into the inner reef, particularly from two big river catchments, the Burdick and the Fitzroy. And that's, on average, about 4 million tonnes of topsoil being run off from these two catchments alone and landing on the reef and the seagrass beds. Now, everyone knows what the problem is here. The problem is we're still clearing vast amounts of forests and woodlands in those catchments. So what UNESCO has said is they've welcomed targets being set by the governments. They've welcomed, importantly, new changes to the national environment laws that went through Parliament, federal Parliament last year, that give the Australian government the ability to control land clearing. But they've also said setting targets, making funding commitments, all of that stuff, which has been done year after year after year, isn't enough. They want to see real progress. And that's a real challenge for the two governments. They're going to have to work together, which is something Queensland and Australian governments have not traditionally been that good at doing.
What can be done when it comes to this runoff of soil that's ending up in the reef?
Oh, look, it's not brain surgery. The solutions around this is pretty straightforward. The basic system is if you clear the forests and woodlands, if you intensify the cattle grazing, then every year when the big wet seasons roll into Queensland, the topsoil runs off and drowns the inner reef in mud. It's not deeply complicated stuff. What we need to be doing, and this is what the new environment laws promise to do but haven't been implemented yet, is protect the most important vegetation in highly erodible areas. So the new environment laws have given the Australian government the power to refuse to support land clearing operations, whether they're in 50 metres of a waterway or in vegetation older than 15 years. So the solutions are not hard. What we need is a really clear map, a map that says these are the places where it's acceptable to clear. These are the places where clearing will contribute to really poor water quality and will damage the reef. Now, as I said before, the challenge for the two governments is, can they cooperate? The Queensland government, when these reforms were announced last year, said they were opposed to the reforms. The Queensland government has set up a year-long inquiry into the impact of the federal reforms on their economy. So I think, the challenge is well and truly back with the two governments, but particularly the Queensland government, to put aside the ideology. They're prepared to accept that UNESCO's kept the reef off the in danger list for another year, another cycle, but they've actually got to do something about it. and, you know, funding pledges and all those things, they're welcomed, of course, but action. And we haven't seen any action now since this problem was first identified in about 2009.
Lyndon, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.